First off, injury report wise, we're good. Everybody practiced today. The only concern we had going into practice was whether Chris would practice, but he did. He took everything, so we're full go today. Y'all go ahead.
Yeah, Coach. 2 years ago, these teams met in this game, and the Broncos were number one in offense. Now you're number one in defense. Any challenges, sales job on your part in the 1 year transition you've had to go from offense to identity being defense?
Yeah, Mike, I don't think you ever really know exactly how a season's going to go, what your team's going to be about. I mean, obviously we've been very consistent defensively throughout the course of the year. Offensively, we had some issues up front that we've had to work through and put our group together. Obviously, we had a little quarterback thing going on where we played two guys, those type of things. So not quite the continuity, but we've hung in there. I think we've improved throughout the course of the year, special teams-wise. Played really well last week and pretty consistent throughout the course of the year. So, you know, there's all kind of ways to win in this league, and you just got to stay focused on what your team does best and what gives you the best chance each and every week.
Hey, Gary, how imperative do you think a good ground game could be Sunday to keep Brady on the other sideline and get your offense going?
Well, it's been important to us. You know, this game, you don't know how the game's going to go, but it's been important to our team. When we've run the ball well, when we've played well physically, we've had some good things happen for our team. So, I mean, it's something that, you know, we're going to always, you know, hopefully try to get done. But, you know, you got to be prepared in all areas. But it's been something that's been important to our football team.
Coach, how do you view the Manning-Brady rivalry, having grown up in this game? And do you think we'll ever see anything like this again?
First off, it's a credit to both of them because you don't have a rivalry that they've had if you don't last as long as both of them have lasted. So they've both been so successful, two Hall of Fame football players, two Hall of Fame people and leaders on their football team wherever they've been. You know, and Peyton has been a couple of places. So, yeah, it's pretty special. For me, it's always been kind of outside looking in. You know, I've played against them many, many times, but this is my first time to be a part of them going against each other. So special people, but two good football teams.
Hey, Gary. Yesterday, Chris Harris's comments about tackling Gronkowski low kind of got a lot of buzz. But what do you teach your guys about how you tackle a guy like that when –
Well, we need to tackle well. That's the most important thing. I mean, this is a team much like the one we just played last week that, you know, they can throw a 4 or 5 yard pass. And if you don't tackle well with their players, Gronk being as physical as he is, the other guys having the ability that they have, if we don't tackle well, a lot of small plays can turn into big plays. So it's been important for us, and it'll be extremely important this week as well.
You were mentioning the run game. Has that helped take pressure off of Peyton because of the success? And you can point to 9 of the 10 times you rushed for 100-plus, you've won the game?
I don't know how much it takes pressure off of him, but it's good for our football team. You know, when we found a way to do that, you know, our team has played more consistent, has played better. So, you know, obviously it can help the quarterback too. But, you know, like I said, I think the most important thing for us, it's just something that's been a key to some of our success this year. And I'm sure it'll be important this weekend as well.
With the number of drops last week and the stakes even higher this week, anything you can do to address that, calm their nerves going into the game?
Well, big point of emphasis today. We did a lot of individual work, a lot of throwing and catching. You know, the thing that we've done as a team when we've had issues like that, we've bounced back from those issues. I can think of a couple of times during the season we had the same situation and we came right back the next week and made those plays. And that's what this league's about. I mean, those same guys that missed those few opportunities last week are the same guys that will have to make plays this weekend for us to have a successful weekend. So I believe in those guys, you know, and just need them to bounce back, and they're working hard at it.
Gary, what's your reaction to the Gronk tweets that are going back and forth and the crybaby comments? Do you deal with it at all with the guys?
You know, Les, I really don't get into that stuff. You know, I mean, we preach to our team throughout the course of the season consistently, not just now. The importance of staying focused on your job and what you have to do. And I think our guys have done a good job with that. I think they've stayed focused, on, you know, what our team needs to do to be successful and their job. And this week's no different. So hopefully I'm preaching the same thing all the time. Yes. I don't know. I didn't come in here and address that phrase, if that's what you're asking me. I mean, as a coach, you want your team playing hard all the time. You know, you hope that your team looks the same on the film all the time. So I think we played hard all year long. It's taken all of us to get to this point that we're at. You know, this time of year, or really any time of year, but especially right now, I mean, these games are so close, and the margin, the difference in winning and losing can be just one play here or there. So, you know, playing with great effort. I know we're playing a team that, when I turn on the film, they play with great effort each and every week, and I expect our guys to do the same thing. He's doing fine. Vernon's doing fine. He's been a real pro. Obviously, the last few weeks hasn't been as involved as he was a couple other times during the year. But I'm proud of Vernon, and we've asked a lot of him. He came in here, learned a new system, and he was working with Brock for a few weeks. Now he's working with Peyton, so there's been some adjustments there. But he's fine. He's working hard. He's ready to go, and expect him to help us out.
Gary, can you characterize your relationship with John, how close it is, and the unique dynamic of kind of working for a friend, maybe where there's more pressure or less pressure?
Well, my relationship's come full circle with him. I mean, started off as kids, friends, buddies, whatever you want to call it. Then we, teammates for a long, long time. Then I came back here and I had to coach him, so that's a different type of relationship that, how you're dealing with each other on a daily basis. And now, the ultimate business relationship. I'm coaching a football team. He's running a football team. But I got great respect for him. I have great respect for his football knowledge. When John talks, John's been there. He's played in every game. He's made the big plays. He's been a part of the highs and lows of this league. He understands talent. He understands people. So for me, it's just, it's a big joy. Even though he's a good friend, there's a lot of joy and comfort there just because of, my appreciation for, his football knowledge.
Gary, since this is your first time as a head coach in the AFC Championship game, does this feel like just another week to you, another week of practice, or does it feel a little different?
Well, this is a little different, I can say that, But no, the work is the same. Our routine's been the same as coaches, turning around Monday. We played Sunday, so Monday and Tuesday, our routine's been exactly how it's been through the course of the year. Obviously, I think you deal with your football team a little different this time of year because, I know we practice a little different today than we do normally on a Wednesday just from a standpoint of trying to get reps in. So, there's some different things going on, but do you need to stay in your routine? As a matter of fact, that's exactly what I just told the players. Stay in your routine. Stay in the things that have got you here. Trust those things and get ready to play.
Gary, as a former quarterback, and we were talking about this last week with Alex Smith as well, that term game manager gets thrown out. What is your view on that term? Because some people take it as a slight.
Well, I think it's a compliment. I mean, as a quarterback, you wouldn't be in that position if you couldn't make plays, if you couldn't do the things you need to do to win. But you do have to manage a football team. You have to understand situations. You have to, hopefully get your guys in the best possible, situations on game day to be successful. So I think that comes with playing the position. And there's certain games that get to a certain point where managing the football game the right way is the key to winning, whether it's using the clock or, simple things such as that. So, I don't know. That's part of the job, and I think anytime somebody's considered a darn good game manager, I think that's a compliment to them.
Coach, you talked about putting halves together, first half and then the second half together, and you haven't had a chance to really do it the way that you want to this year. How do you get the team in the mindset of working as hard in the first half as they do in the second half offensively?
Well, I can promise you, Alfred, we're working as hard. It maybe hasn't been as consistent. We've had some games. You go back to Pittsburgh the first time, we played really well in the first half, poor in the second half. Had just the opposite happen, I think, against Cincinnati. Those are things we talk about, we address all the time. But you know what, Alfred, we're not going to chase negatives. We're going to hang on to the positives. You never know how a game's going to go. And if you let those things affect you too much before the day's over, they might get you beat. So, if we have a struggle here or there, we're going to find a way to overcome that struggle and move forward. So I think our team's been a little bit about that this year, never letting things get us down, hanging in there, keep battling, keep yourself in position to win.
Coach, I know you said Chris Harris said practice today.
Yeah.
But after the game, he said he considered taking himself out. He was really limited and worried about his shoulder. How concerned are you?
Well, I think he struggled the other day. But I think over the course of, with some rehab here the past couple of days, Greek's been able to help him out. I think his confidence is coming back. And we didn't go out there and bang on each other today, but we'll get back to that tomorrow. But I think he's more confident right now heading into this week compared to how he was feeling last week. I can't speak for him, but I know just watching him move around today, he felt very good.
Coach, in the first matchup with New England, the guys split carries down the middle and mm-hmm. Anderson looked more effective. They've done that several times. How do you decide who gets the ball more? Is it
you know, I'll be honest with you, I trust Eric. Eric knows those two young men better than anybody. They know they're both going to play. We try to keep a fresh one on the field. The good thing that's happened for us as a team this year is Ronnie has become a three-down player. I've said that numerous times. We trust him in pass pro just as much as we trust CJ. So, we feel comfortable with both of them. And the good thing is they feed off each other. They push each other, and I think it's helped them through the course of the year.
Last one, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
You have a couple experiences against Belichick in the postseason last year as an offensive coordinator, a couple years before that as a head coach. What makes him so difficult in the playoffs? Is it his players or is it his schemes?
Well, I think he's difficult all the time. They've won quite a few games over there. They've been very successful. They got a great football team, and all you have to do is look at statistically the number of AFC championships they played in. The Super, you know, this team is as seasoned as you can possibly be in this business. A lot of players that played in a lot of big games. Obviously, Bill's been doing it for a long, long time and very, very successful. So I think they're very comfortable in these environments. And, you know, we've worked really hard to get ourselves back in this environment, and we're looking forward to it as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.